RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian government involving the developed countries as development partners to help in providing the capacity assistance. DNI conducted joint special military exercises for counterterrorism. Police note later on KPK chairman candidates should be integrated. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government involving other countries, especially the developed countries, as development partners to help in providing the capacity assistance or co-sharing in implementing the capacity building program. Lalu Fikran Shingkan has the detail.
Listener, Indonesian government through the Directorate for Technical Cooperation of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry has received at least 4,500 requests for capacity building from various countries in the Asia, Pacific, and Africa regions. So the Indonesian government involving other countries, especially the developed countries, as development partners to help in providing capacity assistance or co-sharing in implementing the program. This was stated by the Director for Technical Cooperation of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Siti Nugraha Mauludia, in an interview with RRI World Service in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesian government receives a lot of requests, such as for the enhancement of the capacity building activities. From the requests, we cannot meet all of them. So in order to increase the volume of the capacity building activities, we invite the countries as our development partners to make co-sharing in the implementation of the request. Furthermore, Siti Nugraha Mauludia said that if previously the Indonesian government only able to provide the capacity building assistance for some people by using its own cost with the help from other countries such as the United States through USAID, currently the Indonesian government has been able to provide the assistance to many people from different countries. Besides USAID, other international agencies that assisted the Indonesian government as providing the capacity building assistance, namely Non-Aligned Movement South-South Cooperation Center or NAM Center. USAID and NAM SSC Center are involved in helping to provide the capacity building for 21 participants from 16 countries in the Asia, Pacific, Africa, and the Middle East regions in the program of International Workshop on Innovation in Democracy in Good Governance held from June 8 to 13, 2015 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java. Lalu Pika Shinkan reporting from Jakarta.
The Indonesian military TNI conducted a joint special military exercise for counterterrorism involving 478 special troop units from Counterterrorism Detachment 81 of Indonesian Army Special Force, Jalamangkara Detachment of Indonesian Navy Special Force, and Bravo Detachment 19 of the Indonesian Air Force. The Indonesian military commander, General Muldoko, told journalists that they are special troops who are ready to be deployed in short time.
Kita susun dalam satu satuan tugas yang terdiri.
We set up the counterterrorism special troops, which consists of 95 personnel. actually 90 personnel with its supporting elements, and they are in standby position in Sentul, Bogor, with operation status. It means status of index operation is applied for them. They are in the position that can be deployed in second.
General TNI Muldoko also explained the counterterrorism special troops is to anticipate the contingency of terrorism action that can threaten the sovereignty and integrity of Indonesia. It is important to increase the readiness of special troops personnel in conducting integrated function, role, and duty under the one command. The selection committee of the Chairman of Corruption Eradication Commission candidates met with head of Indonesian police on Monday to ask for support on candidate track record examination. It received positive feedback from member of House Commission 3, Asrul Sani, Tuesday in Jakarta. According to him, every candidate of Corruption Eradication Commission chairman should include police note letter that declared their cleanliness from legal issue before becoming chairman of KPK. To that end, Asrul said that every regional police station should coordinate its report toward police headquarters so that it can be noticed nationally.
Nah, ini kita harapkan ada perlakuan.
We hope that they will get special treatment. When someone asks a letter from one regional police station, the police station should report it to the police headquarters so the letter reflects the note of the national police. Because there are possibilities that one is clean in Semarang, for instance, but the same condition does not happen in Medan, as we do not have a strong database yet. It is to avoid the cases of BW and AS to be happened in the future. Earlier, member of selection committee Yenti Ganarsi said that the selection committee requests support from every existing law enforcement agencies. She said such effort is needed to guarantee cleanliness of the chairman of KPK candidates. There are 15 names registered as candidates, consist of academics, civil servants, activists, and businessmen. The Speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives Setia Novanto conveyed that the aspiration fund submission toward parliament members is aimed at absorbing people's aspirations on the grassroots. He said it to answer press questions regarding the matter Tuesday in Jakarta. According to him, so far, the parliament considered to have slow response toward people's aspiration, so the aspiration fund is hoped to provide fast answer on that aspiration. Setia Novanto added that the aspiration fund will not be provided directly to parliament members, however, the fund will be given to local government to be followed up.
Bicaraan ini kita lihat perkembangannya karena dana.
We're still waiting for the final discussion. This fund is provided for parliament members to establish their development program. The fund will be provided to regional government, so the parliament member is charged to propose the fund for reducing obstacles in the region. The program will be aimed at people and regional development.
Anggota yang mempunyai daerahnya dan terjadi di dalam kesulitan-kesulitan di daerah. Jadi anggota hanya mengusulkan dan program-program itu yang berkaitan dengan kepentingan masyarakat yang ada di desa-desa.
Earlier, Chairman of House Budgeting Agency Ahmadi Nur Supit stated that the parliament is proposing 11.2 billion rupiah in the 2016 state budget draft for the aspiration fund. Each parliament member will have 20 million fund to be allocated for the regional development. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI stated Indonesia needs to have a national standard for electromagnetic emissions from every product marketed in Indonesia, including the automotive industry. It is to ensure the quality of marketed products and to ensure safety for consumers. Head of Quality System Research and Testing Technology of LIPI, Hari Haryadi, Monday after a seminar themed Electromagnetic Compatibility EMC for Avionics and Electric Vehicles in Serpong, South Tangerang, said that one of testing standard is through Electromagnetic Compatibility or EMC, and it can be tested for home appliances and hospital products.
Hampir semua produk yang kita lihat sekarang itu berbasiskan kelistrikan dan
almost all of the products that we see today are based on electricity and electronics, and they produce the effect of electromagnetic waves. The easiest way to know is when we use mobile phone, then there is a noise from radio sound, then TV's vibration, or if we are using handy talkie, there will be an effect too. That's in a simple way. But let's imagine if the electromagnetic is not compatible and it is used at the hospitals.
Hari further said, for the automotive sector, EMC testing technology determines whether or not a product is marketed freely to the people. He added, EMC standard will also be given the protection to the domestic market, as the ASEAN Economic Community will be implemented immediately. In the seminar, the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI also explained various studies that have been done to the researchers, industrialists, manufacturers of test devices, association and academicians. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI seeks to bridge various interests related to electromagnetic testing to find solutions for any problems. A member of Indonesian House of Representative Commission for Ihsan Firdaus urges Indonesian government to establish meat self-sufficiency as part of Indonesia's food sovereignty target in 2016. That was conveyed in a meeting between House of Representative Commission for and Ministry of Agriculture on Monday in Jakarta. According to Ihsan, Indonesia has managed to achieve rice self-sufficiency in 2015, therefore the government needs to develop its target to meet self-sufficiency.
I hope that the 2016 food sovereignty will include the meat self-sufficiency. I expect that this could be one of our attention, as the minister has said that the rice self-sufficiency can be reached by 2015, so it is enough. Even though some people feel like pessimistic on this, but it should be set as our food sovereignty target in 2016.
Earlier, in a working meeting between House Commission for and Ministry of Agriculture, Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman stated that the Indonesian government set the food sovereignty will target the increasing of rice, corn, and soybeans production to meet the self-sufficiency target. Meanwhile, sugar and meat production were set to be increased to maintain Indonesia's food sovereignty. The last item, Indonesia could only add one to its gold collection on Monday to drop to fifth position in the provisional standings among 11 participating nations at the Southeast Asian Sea Games in Singapore. The sole glittering medal came from the Wushu Arena at Hall 2 of the Singapore Expo Center, courtesy of Linswell Kwok in the Women's Tajijian Contest. Indonesia, the once mighty delegation in the region, was obviously second fiddle in the pool, with swimmers failing to deliver a good after 3 days of competition. Meanwhile, athletes, officials, and fans at the Games marked a somber minute's silence on Monday for the 6 school children and 2 adults killed in an earthquake on Malaysia's Mount Kinabalu, AFP reported. Sport venues across the small island nation fell silent on what was declared a national day of remembrance after the extent of Singapore's losses became known on Sunday. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government involving the developed countries as development partners to help in providing the capacity assistance. TNI conducted joint special military exercises for counterterrorism. Police note letter on KPK chairman candidates should be integrated. That was the news.
Here is today's commentary, the benefits Indonesia gets to rejoin OPEC. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Sudirman Said, in the 6th OPEC International Seminar on June 3rd to 4th, 2015, in Vienna, Austria, expressed the intention of Indonesia to rejoining the Organization of All Exporting Countries, OPEC. As it is known, Indonesia was a member of OPEC in 1961 to 2008, when the Indonesian oil production was very high, even up to 1.5 million barrels per day. Since 1996, Indonesia's oil production declined and started to import. In 2005, Indonesia was considered as a net importer of oil, although it still exported, but its import was larger. Indonesia officially left OPEC on September 10, 2008. Indonesia's intention to rejoin OPEC membership is certainly because there are benefits to be gained. What are the benefits when Indonesia again becomes a member of OPEC? According to Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said, by rejoining OPEC, Indonesia could follow the development of the global oil market. The move is necessary since he assesses that currently Indonesia lags behind in terms of information about the world oil and gas market. In addition, the position of the buyer and seller can be closer, which is expected to close the practice of speculators in the purchase of oil. Reactivation of Indonesia's memberships in OPEC, according to Sudirman Said, also will reopen the opportunities of cooperation and support from OPEC member countries in efforts to strengthen the national energy sovereignty. Indeed, during this time, the national energy sovereignty is disrupted because of the potential of Indonesia's oil has not been managed well. Based on data reported by Reuters on May 22, 2014, Indonesia was ranked 25th of countries with the oil reserves of 4.4 billion barrels, and in the 21st place as the largest crude oil producer in the world, that is as much as 1 million barrels per day. However, one thing that needs to be done by the government in the efforts to strengthen the energy sovereignty is to improve the governance of domestic oil. Rejoining OPEC is not necessarily the solution to the problem of the sovereignty of national energy, particularly oil. Therefore, the governance of the oil in the country, as expressed by some observers, needs to be addressed because it is the root of the problem of the oil industry in Indonesia, making Indonesia into a net oil importer. Well, listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with 1946. King Ananda Mahidon is found shot dead in his bedroom. Bhumibol Adulyadej ascends to the throne of Thailand. He is currently the world's longest reigning monarch. King Ananda Mahidon, who was born on September 20, 1925 and died on June 9, 1946, was the 8th monarch of Thailand from the House of Chakri. At the time he was recognized as king by the National Assembly in March 1935, he was still a 9-year-old boy living in Switzerland. He returned to Thailand in December 1945, but 6 months later, in June 1946, he was found shot dead in his bed. Although at first thought to have been an accident, medical examiners ruled it as a murder, and 3 royal pages were later executed following very irregular trials. The mysterious circumstances surrounding his death have been the subject of much controversy. Bhumibol Adulyadej then became the 9th monarch of the Chakri dynasty. Having reigned since June 9, 1946, he is the world's longest-serving current head of state and the longest-reigning monarch in Thai history, serving for 68 years, 364 days. King Bhumibol is respected and revered by most Thais. Over now to June 9, 1905, Albert Einstein published his quantum physics theory, though without a trial. Albert Einstein was a theoretical physicist who is widely regarded as the greatest scientist of the 20th century. Einstein put forward the theory of relativity and also greatly contributed to the development of quantum mechanics, statistical mechanics, and cosmology. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in Physics in 1921 for his explanation of the photoelectric effect and services to theoretical physics. Having formulated the theory of general relativity, Einstein became famous throughout the world, an unusual achievement for a scientist. In his old age, his fame beyond the fame of all scientists in history and in popular culture set Einstein considered synonymous with intelligence or even genius. To appreciate them, a unit of the photochemical named Einstein, a chemical element named Einsteinium, and an asteroid was named 2001 Einstein. Last item is from June 9, 2004. Hussein Mutahar died. Hussein Mutahar is an Indonesian musical composer, especially for the national and children's songs category. His ever popular song Independence Day March was introduced in 1946. His last work, Dirgahayu Indonesiaku, became the official song of the 50th anniversary of Indonesian independence. He is one of the main leaders of Pandu Rakyat Indonesia, an independent scouting movement. When the rest of the scouting movement merged into a scout movement called Pramuka, Mutahar was also involved in establishing and fostering Paskibraka, a team of students from various parts of Indonesia on duty of hoisting the flag on Independence Day commemoration ceremony. As an aid to the president, Mutahar was given the task of preparing a flag-raising ceremony when the Republic of Indonesia celebrated the first anniversary of independence on August 17, 1946. Mutahar died in Jakarta at the age of almost 88 years on June 9, 2004, due to the old age. Well, that was Today in History. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on Indonesia sues Australia for plain cigarette packaging. Indonesia sues Australia to the World Trade Organization, WTO, over the plain packaging policies for tobacco products imposed by Australia. Not only Indonesia, three other countries, namely Honduras, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba, also have sued Australia. Director General of International Cooperation of the Ministry of Commerce, Bahrul Khairi, said the policy could potentially hamper Indonesian exports of cigarettes that will affect the lives of tobacco farmers nationwide and cigarette industry. Bahrul, who attended the first meeting between the plaintiff, defendant, and panelists in Geneva, Switzerland recently, said that Australian policy in implementing plain packaging of tobacco products got the attention of most members of the WTO because the issue is sensitive and has broad implications for world trade. He confirmed the use of plain packaging for tobacco products has hurt the right of WTO members under the terms of trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. Where consumers have a right to know the products that will be consumed. On the other hand, producers also have the right to use the trademark freely without unfounded barriers. Bahrul said the lawsuit was filed to safeguard national interests. The policy of plain packaging of tobacco products imposed by Australia has made wide implication on world trade, especially Indonesia. This is the biggest trade dispute handled by WTO to date, since there are three other members who participate in suing the same policy, namely Honduras, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba, as well as 36 members of the WTO as a third party with participating interests. Bahrul said the policies of Australia plain packaging of tobacco products aimed at reducing tobacco consumption and smoking restriction on access for young and novice smokers in Australia. The purpose of the policy is also consistent with the policies adopted by many countries, including Indonesia. However, Australian policy in achieving the objectives of the policy through the application of plain packaging of tobacco products is considered not protecting intellectual property rights on tobacco product trademarks owned by cigarette manufacturer. Bahrur explained, if the policy of the Australian plain packaging of tobacco products is allowed, it is feared the implication will be more extensive as other WTO members can issue a policy that impact negatively on the IPR protection of trademark other imported products such as automobiles, electronics, clothing, shoes, and other products. Furthermore, he also asserted that this dispute is not the debate over the negative impact of tobacco products on health or the justification of freedom sale of products that can have a negative impact on health, but rather a struggle for the protection of IPRs on trademark owned businesses should have. The dispute can give legitimacy to protect the health of consumers without eliminating the protection of intellectual property rights on products marketed. Well, that was Focus Today, which is on Indonesia sues Australia for plain cigarette packaging.
Hello and welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Tuesday, June the 9th, 2015. We start with Kompas. In its headline, writes about MERS shocks South Korea. The case of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, shocks South Korea. Almost 2,000 school buildings are closed to prevent the spread of the virus, while 2,500 people are under the quarantine. Up to Monday, June the 8th, 6 South Korean people died because of MERS virus. On the same day, there was a huge spike of MERS infections in 23 new cases. Amid an increase in cases of MERS infection, South Korean President Park Geun-hye Sinin formed a special task force with full authority to handle the tests against the spread of MERS. The task force comprised of medical experts. While Media Indonesia in its headline writes about the logistic agency Bulog will focus as buffer stock of foods. The substitution of President Director of the logistic agency Bulog, Lenny Sugihat, with Jarod Kusumayakti that was done as early revamping of Bulog, which previously as a stabilizer of profit-oriented, back into the non-profit food prices stabilizer. Bulog authority would be expanded. President Joko Widodo said Monday in Jakarta, reform is absolutely necessary because Bulog will bear more assignments. According to President, in the future, Bulog not only take care on rice, but also other 9 basic food. We conclude with Business Indonesia in its headline writes about the capital market as for realization. Market participants asked the Financial Services Authority and the Indonesia Stock Exchange immediately to provide relaxation in the capital markets to normalize the turmoil in the stock market. Head of Research of PT Universal Broker Indonesia, Satrio Utomo, said that the Financial Services Authority or the Indonesian Stock Exchange should already provide relaxation in the capital market earlier. Such effort need to be done since the beginning of March up to this time. The foreign funds reach in amount of 17 trillion to 18 trillion rupiah. The figure exceeds the amount in the same period amounted to 11.7 trillion rupiah in the stock market. Listener, that was headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. Listener, welcome to News in Brief.
Indonesian government involving other countries, especially the developed countries, as development partners to help in providing the capacity assistance or co-sharing in implementing the capacity building program. The Indonesian military TNI conducted a joint special military exercise for counterterrorism involving 478 special troop units from Counterterrorism Detachment 81 of Indonesian Army Special Force, Jalamangkara Detachment of Indonesian Navy Special Force, and Bravo Detachment 90 of the Indonesian Air Force. The selection committee of the Chairman of Corruption Eradication Commission candidates met with head of Indonesian police on Monday to ask for support on candidate track record examination. It received positive feedback from member of House Commission 3, Asrul Sani, Tuesday in Jakarta. The Speaker of Indonesian House Representative Setia Novanto conveyed that the aspiration fund submission toward parliament members is aimed at absorbing people's aspirations on the grassroots. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI stated Indonesia needs to have a national standard for electromagnetic emissions from every product marketed in Indonesia, including the automotive industry. A member of Indonesian House of Representative Commission 4, Ihsan Firdaus, urges Indonesian government to establish meat self-sufficiency as part of Indonesia's food sovereignty target in 2016. Indonesia could only add one to its gold collection on Monday to drop to fifth position in the provisional standings among 11 participating nations at the Southeast Asian SEA Games in Singapore. That was news in brief.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll present you information about the Sriwijaya Festival 2015. So stay tuned. Listener, Bumi Sriwijaya became an icon that has been known as another name of South Sumatra Province. Since the 7th century to the 12th century AD, the province became the center of Sriwijaya Kingdom, the largest and strongest maritime empire in the archipelago. Head of Tourism and Culture Staff of South Sumatra, Irene Sinaga, said Sriwijaya is touted as the ancestors of the sailors and founder of the archipelago.
Kerajaan Sriwijaya disebut
Sriwijaya Kingdom, called as the ancestors of the sailors, as well as one of the founders of this archipelago. Sriwijaya Kingdom, not only in Palembang, but also in Singapore. Tapasik was the founder of Sriwijaya. Even the original of the Malay Kingdom itself was found by Paris Merawa from Siguntang Hill, Palembang. Listener, to remembering and recounting the greatness of Sriwijaya at that time, it will be held the 23rd Sriwijaya Festival this year. The festival is also expected to enhance tourism competitiveness, as well as a momentum to improve the tourism infrastructure in South Sumatra. The festival, which will be held on 11th to 14th June, begins in Ancient Canal, which lies to the west of the Kingdom of Sriwijaya Archaeological Park. The opening will be marked by theatrical performances depicting the voyage of Sriwijaya conducted by King Balaputra Dewa, one of the king of Sriwijaya. According to Irene Sinaga, the difference, the organization of the festival this year is modified with a video mapping.
Bedanya mungkin di sini kami lebih
the difference is, we will give a modification with modern by not leaving the oldest one and also modifying with video mapping. We bring Matahari 9 video mapping team as the world champion team. We bring them to tell the greatness of Sriwijaya. Listener, in addition to theatrical performances with modern concepts, there are a variety of other interesting art and culture in the Sriwijaya Festival this year. They will perform Batang Hari Sembilan traditional music, introducing characters Kaganga, which already endangered, as well as South Sumatra's traditional theater Dolmolok, featuring rhymes, poems, and songs in the story. In addition, in a series of Sriwijaya Festival, they will also be presented Kuda Lumping Art, involving 64 associations of Kuda Lumping of South Sumatra, and performances and workshops of traditional Wayang Kulit as well. In the Sriwijaya Folk Festival, is also celebrated with traditional games, among others, long sandals, gasing games, and climbing slippery pole or panjat pinang. All these activities will take place at the Archaeological Park of Sriwijaya and Kuto Besak, Palembang. Dear listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topics Sriwijaya Festival. We'll see you again tomorrow with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is a reward service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Jakarta Great Sale. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Rencana. Rencana. In English, plan. Besok. Besok. Tomorrow. Mulai. Mulai. To start or to begin. Sabtu. Sabtu. Saturday. 6 Juni. 6 Juni, the 6th of June. Berakhir, berakhir, to end. 12 Juli, 12 Juli, the 12th of July. Kurang lebih, more or less. 788. 788. 788. Pusat perbelanjaan. Pusat perbelanjaan. Shopping center. Ribuan. Ribuan. Thousands. 10. 10. Ten. Pasar tradisional. Pasar tradisional. Traditional market. Televisi. Televisi. Television. Surat kabar. Surat kabar. Newspaper. Membuka. Membuka. To open. Gubernur. Gubernur. Governor. Diadakan. Diadakan. To be held. Satu tahun sekali. Satu tahun sekali, annually. Ulang tahun. Ulang tahun, anniversary. Ke-448. Ke-448. The 488th. Diskon. Diskon, discount. 70%, 70%, 70%. Tujuan, tujuan, to aim. Meningkatkan, meningkatkan, to increase or to develop. Pariwisata, pariwisata, tourism. Perekonomian, perekonomian, economy. Jam 9, jam 9, 9 o'clock. Makan, makan, to eat. Bakmi, bakmi, noodle. Next is a conversation on Jakarta Great Sale. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Anna and Erna at the office. Apakah besok kamu ada acara? Apakah besok kamu ada acara? In English, do you have a plan tomorrow? Tidak. Kamu ada rencana apa? Tidak. Kamu ada rencana apa? No, what's your plan? Bagaimana kalau besok kita ke mall? Bagaimana kalau besok kita ke mall? How about going to the mall tomorrow? Di banyak mall di Jakarta sedang ada Jakarta Great Sale. Mulai Sabtu 6 Juni dan berakhir 12 Juni. Di banyak mall di Jakarta sedang ada Jakarta Great Sale. mulai Sabtu 6 Juni dan akan berakhir 12 Juli. How about going to the mall tomorrow? In many malls in Jakarta, there is the Jakarta Great Sale starting Saturday, June the 6th, and it will last until July the 12th. Oh ya, kabarnya pesta diskon Jakarta diikuti oleh kurang lebih 78 mall, pusat perbelanjaan, ribuan toko, dan 10 pasar tradisional. Oh yes, it is said that the discount program is followed by 78 malls, shopping centers, thousands of stores, and 10 traditional markets. Saya tahu kabarnya dari televisi dan beragam surat kabar. Saya tahu kabarnya dari televisi dan beragam surat kabar. I know that from television and some newspapers. Yang membuka pesta diskon Jakarta adalah Basuki Cahaya Purnama, Gubernur DKI Jakarta. The discon party was opened by Basuki Cahaya Purnama, the DKI Jakarta Governor. Ya, Jakarta Great Sale diadakan satu tahun sekali. Yes, Jakarta Great Sale is held annually dalam rangka menyambut ulang tahun Jakarta. To celebrate Jakarta's anniversary. Diskonnya bisa sampai 70%. The discount can be up to 70%. Tahun ini adalah ulang tahun Jakarta yang ke-488. This year is Jakarta's 488th anniversary. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Until tomorrow with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Yeah. send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special musical program which introduce you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, I present Soul Vibe Band. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Dilemma. Happy listening.
Dilemma. Ku tak pernah bilang suka, kau tak pernah bilang juga, tapi rasa ini sungguh menggoda. Sungguh aku tak berharap ini jadi cinta tetap, tapi rasa ini sungguh menggila. Oh, haruskah ditunjukkan, haruskah diungkapkan, atau kita nikmati? Jelas jalani semua, bukannya kita sedang having fun saja. Oh yeah.
Soul Vibe Band was established on March 28, 2005. The band, Personal, consists of Rizky Rijaldi, the vocalist, Bayu Adiputra, vocalist, Ramadan Handi, bassist, Franz Matatko, keyboardist, Andika Winasis, guitarist, Cesar Rijal, drummer, and Aryo Seto, synthesizer. The band believes that their music could compete amid the widespread of pop music and others. Their debut album was released by Goa Music, contains of 11 songs, with the main single Arti Hadirmu, or The Meaning of Your Presence. While their other single, Terang Jiwa, was also aired on a number of radio stations in mid-September 2007 as a religious song. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Arti Hadirmu. Here is the song.
Mentari pagi, indahmu hadirkan hangat suasana. Kini aku sadari auramu terangi, ubah hari-hari kelabu jadi ceria. Kini aku mengerti dirimu lah pelita hatiku. Kau sejukkan hatiku. Kalau bulan sinari malam ini, teringatku akan hadirmu di sini. Kini aku sadari auramu terangi, ubah hari-hari kelabu jadi ceria. Kini aku mengerti dirimu lah pelita hatiku. Kau sejukkan hatiku. Anganku pun melayang jauh. Rinduku bersama dirimu. Tak ingin lupakanmu. Kau selalu denganku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.